This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. More legal troubles for former President Trump. He says he's now the target of another federal investigation, this time for 2020 election interference. Meanwhile, he's out campaigning.
Tuesday night, Trump made a campaign stop in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
If you say something about an election, they want to put you in jail for the rest of your life. It's a disgrace.
Earlier, top congressional Republicans came to the former president's defense.
President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Fort Pierce, Florida.
More than 100 million people are feeling the heat with scorching hot temps coast to coast. In Louisiana, most of the prisons don't have air conditioning, so inmates are sweltering. Anthony Hingle Jr. was behind bars for more than 30 years and said they would do the best they can to try to stay cool.
The only thing we can do to try to bear the heat would go outside the dormitory and get a hose pipe and try to hose the dome down, the walls and the roof of the dome, hoping that would somehow dimish some of the high temperature.
Actors joined writers on the picket lines in New York City.
Actor Kira Sedgwick marched at Rockefeller Plaza in New York next to her husband, Kevin Bacon.
I think it's going to be a long road. Could be really hard.
As for the economic impact to places where movies and TV shows are shot, Chris Thornburg with Beacon, an economic consulting firm in L.A., says for now there isn't much of a change.
The strike are people who are involved with creating more stock. So it's almost like a strike at the Ford plant. But to be clear, Ford has tons and tons of cars in the lot ready to be sold. It doesn't matter until they run out of cars.
He says over time, pressure will start to build as that stock diminishes. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
North Korea has test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
This very early morning missile test came shortly after it emerged that a U.S. soldier had willingly crossed into North Korea without authorization. It's an incident the North may try to use as leverage after being upset by the deployment of an American nuclear-capable ballistic missile submarine to South Korea, something not seen here since the early 1980s.
Police are dealing with a situation at a Ford plant in Claycomo, Missouri. A man claims to be barricaded in a bathroom on the second floor, armed with explosives, a rifle and handgun. He said he was a disgruntled employee, but authorities say his name doesn't match anyone who works in that department. No injuries have been reported. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jacqueline Craigs.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, a new location, the inaugural edition, live on State and Dayton. We're in the world headquarters, baby.
Dude, State Street in Madison. There's no place that I would rather be today than right here with you.
The shiny new Mad Radio WMDX studio, Solidarity Realty studio, Civic Media studios. And who let you in here?
I know.
I mean, the fact that you're in Madison right beside me on this glorious
day. Inaugural day. Come on, man. I would not miss this for the world. It sounds good. It's crisp. It's clean. And we're going to have a hell of a day today.
I wish my shirt was more slimming.
Don't worry, Crudy.
I know we're a radio product.
It's not the shirt, man.
Oh. I should have worn a dark color. The visual representation. But, you know, we're a radio product. But the world walking by on State Street, Tom. It's like a magical place here.
It truly is. Coming down Washington Street today, looking at the Capitol. It used to be our beat for a long time, man. We came down here every day.
What do you mean used to be?
Well,
I was in that building last Thursday.
I don't come down as much as I used to.
I keep blood in that building. Yeah. Do you know? And we're going to build up to this someday soon. It's been nearly 10 years since we were arrested in that building.
I can't even believe it, man. 10 years?
July 24th, 2013.
Wow.
So we're going to have to build up. We're going to have to do something big for that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a victory over the man party.
Where's Jeff Scott Olson when you need him?
Well, he's probably making money doing something better, waiting for us to get arrested again or something.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
Dominic, let's turn our attention towards the politics. And sadly, Scott Walker.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, we still got to deal with this guy?
The former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin is out there making desperate pleas at this very minute for Donald Trump to please come to the debate that his Young Adolphs Association.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. We're going to be accurate on these.
They're apparently the brand sponsor of the Milwaukee debate August 23rd. And Scott Walker's got a bit of a vested interest in making sure Trump shows up. Is that the deal?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to listen. I mean, Scott Walker leading the Young America's Foundation is now, as they put it, you know, the collector of youth. He organizes
the indoctrinator
youth.
of youth.
He is the inspirer of the youth of America these days, man. He's getting all the conservatives on campus to rally up, and they're going to want to come down and see some Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump doesn't show up, and I don't think he will, if Donald Trump does not show up, I don't think it bodes very well for Scott Walker.
Former gubernator Scott Walker from Wisconsin, Republican, says he thinks it would be a mistake for former President Trump not to attend the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates, as the former president threatens to skip it. The race is certain. I haven't done the wanker in a long time. It's sort of a nasal monotone.
It's pretty bad. I don't miss it. So please butcher it. Go ahead.
The race is certainly his to lose right now. He's an unconventional candidate.
Yes, that what he is.
When some people talked about him not going to the upcoming debate in August in Milwaukee, I think that would be a mistake. Walker apparently making it on the CNN with the Dana Bash Inside Politics on Monday. Now, Trump, your buddy, your birthday soulmate, Donald Trump, has not committed to the first GOP presidential primary debate set to take place next month in Milwaukee. And Jason Miller, you know, the big round-headed guy, apparently tried to slip an abortive pill into his pregnant girlfriend's martini or something. Yeah,
the best people.
Jason Miller, longtime advisor to Trump and really god awful human being, as near as I can tell, said last week on the Hill on the News Nation that the former president was, his quote, unlikely to participate in at least the first two debates, citing the polls showing that Trump is far and away the front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. Now, when you say far and away, most recent polling I saw hit Trump up 39 on DeSantis. Trump 56, DeSantis 17.
That's far and away.
That is far and away.
And that's DeSantis in second place.
Oh, here it is. Morning's consult poll found 56% of potential GOP primary voters back Trump. Here's what Walker said. I try not to breathe any life into him, but I can't do the Walker. Even with the lead, I think right now, the more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better off for him, Walker said.
I absolutely disagree with that. I don't think Trump
wants to. He's up by 39.
He has nowhere to go but down.
Benefit.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's had nowhere to go but down. And someone like Chris Christie, if he gets on the debate stage, will light his ass up.
Well, slow down. Slow down. I saw Rick Wilson earlier today. Rick Wilson, occasional guest on the Todd Alba show, Rick Wilson, Republican strategist. He was connected in some weird way to Scott Walker way, way back when Scott Walker was a rising star and not a used to be somebody. I could have been a contender.
That could have been.
Walker ran against Trump in the Republican presidential campaign in 2016 before he dropped out of the race. The former Wisconsin governor said, as he saw in the first or second debate in 2016, this guy dominates the stage. Even if you've got a great record, that only gets you on the stage. Yeah, look at you, Scott Walker. You've got to be equally as bold when you go out and make the case to the American voters. And Donald Trump did that 8 years ago.
Yeah, when he put a cigarette out on your ass, Scott Walker, and then you got out of the race after polling 0.0 and begging anybody in the media to talk to you after that last debate. And you specifically stated the reason for your withdrawal was so that another conservative could step up and a true conservative.
He was clearing the field, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. God called him to quit.
One more quote from
so Michael. God called Scott Walker a quitter. I just want to be clear.
Told him, Scott, quit. For the sake of humanity, be a quitter. And one more wanker quote.
Oh, my.
And he's a prize fighter.
What?
Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. And that's where you should be today, Walker said.
Ooh, be careful when you talk to the man.
Unlike you, you're not a prize fighter. You're more of like a cross-country guy. I heard he ran track in high school, Dom.
Glass Joe.
Now, the Republican National Committee says candidates must vow to back the eventual of event. Damn it.
Wow.
Eventual.
Eventual?
My first misspeak in the new studios. Yeah, it was bound to happen.
It won't be your last.
The eventual GOP presidential nominee to debate, which Trump has refused to do so far, stating, it would depend on who the nominee was.
No, let's talk about
I'll
that.
I'll support
for
myself.
Of course I will. And anyone could say that. What are you going to do? If you know, say Chris Christie gets on the stage. Say, I'll support Trump. Hey, you know, has it terrible, doesn't support Trump. Nobody supports Trump except Trump and the cult.
So just lie and say you're going to support Trump.
Well, to, to what's the recourse?
Remember in 16 when they asked people to raise your hand, like, who will support the eventual Republican nominee? Everybody raised their hands except Trump. What did Aaron Sommers, our fine producer today, what was it that Scott Walker said? Because if you'll recall, Walker actually debated Trump, and it didn't go so well for the Wankinator. Something about, we don't need another apprentice, sir. Play it for the people. Refresh their memory.
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Do you hear the golf
tepid
clap there?
Close.
And then he had one more, and this one really sold everyone on Scott Walker as the alternative.
And you know he like practiced this one. This was going to be, this is up out of the park. This you warmed
he
him up.
He hammed it up in front of the mirror.
Yeah, you got it going. And then he followed up with all the things you wouldn't elect Scott Walker to be. Play it, please, Aaron.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
I wouldn't hire you to run down a list of things I wouldn't hire you to do, Scott Walker. You can't even do that. Stumbling over your own words.
I would not hire him to mow my lawn.
I would not hire him to pick up the dog poo.
Oh, maybe. Because I really don't like that job, and Scott Walker seems about as qualified as anyone.
I have no faith. I think he'd be one of those like smeared on the ground and get like half of it and half of it still there. I have no faith in the dog poo picker-upping skills of Scott Walker, at least based on his speeches and certainly based on his governance.
So the self-interested head of the Young Adolphs Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Is imploring the guy that crushed him in the debate to now show up and debate.
The guy who received a message from God to tell him to leave the last election. God told you to leave that election so a true conservative could rise up.
Yeah, but now he's got self-interest in the outcome. Well, what?
Did God...
He needs Trump on that debate.
Was there an
stage.
Update from God? I'm just curious. I mean, since that's what he said, was this his own decision or did God have a part of this?
Dear God, it's Scott.
Hi, God, it's Scott.
I know I'm contradicting your last message, but this time I want Trump on the stage.
And they're really paying me well over at the YAF.
And I really want the job. And Trump would be what? He would be only eligible for one more term as the president. So that would be a good thing from Scott Walker's point of view because his contract's going to run out. And what's next for Scotty?
Oh, I can't wait.
He's got some money in the bank now. Probably, if you'll recall, when he unsuccessfully ran for the presidency, he made a FEC filing, Federal Elections Commission filing, and he had a net negative worth of minus $73,000.
That means he was worth more
dead than alive. I think he might have a positive net worth.
Well, no, man, getting paid by YAF, to inspire those young kids. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
I bet they've retained a lot of gold during World War II. The Young Adolphs, are they called?
Young America's Foundation.
That might be a different group.
Yeah, it's totally, barely different.
Scott Walker, begging you, Trump, please come to Milwaukee.
No, Scott Walker or Donald Trump, do not come to Milwaukee.
Dominic, we're here in Madison. The Solidarity Realties, the Mad Radio Studios, shiny and new. Hardly word stumbled in yet.
Hardly.
Come back with us. We'll get the phones working. We'll take your calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. A lot of hot headlines, and I'll get about half of them right.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go
outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds at the overnight, light winds and 60 degrees early Wednesday morning. As we go through the day, mostly sunny skies developing, along with some showers and storms, especially in the late day. Some of those storms could be severe. High temperature topping out near 86. It's 60 at our studios.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy days. Join us. Got the new studio, got the new lines. Everything's running. It's great. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Not only can I see the texters on my cell phone, but they're right here at the studio wall. Here's a few examples. I was born and raised in Madison. This, I believe, Jeff from Sherwood, trash talking again. It's coming sort of a popular troll here. Yeah, yeah. Your boss's neighbor's
He should be very happy that things are running very smoothly right now.
Now, he makes this claim. I was born and raised in Madison. Actually, drove cars on State Street many times legally, but once in my buddy's 55 Chevy at midnight, we were pulled over. If I still lived there, I would not have allowed you lacrosse dudes to enjoy my city. Yeah, well, you don't, Jeff. You don't. You live in Sherwood. Another one. Walker is begging to get cucked by Trump again. This time in his home state. What a pathetic loser.
The who, the her.
And another one. I love the burning dumpster fire that is DeSantis. You know, Walker 2.0. Very excited for that potential matchup.
Well, I'm very, very close to home.
Well, Dominic, I found a headline. DeSantis has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse. Reporter, what I tell you, Ron DeSantis was a 90-day candidate. And the expiration date, right around Labor Day. That's the second one, right?
Yep.
August 31st. I should know, it's my wedding anniversary.
You should know.
Have a hell of a time keeping that one straight. This one at the Raw Story Plus, one of my favorite sources. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is resetting his stalled presidential campaign, where he's been losing ground to frontrunner Donald Trump, either despite or because of the former president getting indicted on dozens of felony charges in two separate jurisdictions. Semifor reports that DeSantis has decided to switch things up. He's switching things up.
Switching it up. All right.
After failing to gain traction for several months now, and he's even conducting an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, despite his longstanding policy of not speaking to mainstream news organizations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's for just a moment here, I mean, if you're going to run for a national office like that, I mean, how do you avoid the regular press? You know what I mean? Really? Really, dude? Are you that bad that your handlers won't let you get near someone who might ask you a legitimate question?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, I mean, he is that bad.
That's terrible.
You know, 23 days to the Iowa State Fair. Remember when Scott Walker was there on the stump, on the
bales of hay?
The hay bales.
Yeah, yeah.
And the protesters came out, and they were, you know, Scott Walker sucks kind of signs.
And Scott Walker literally, like grabbed their sign.
Trying to pull the sign out of individual protesters'
hands. I mean,
that's
one way to look at it. The other way would be to have a government official trying to suppress your free speech rights, which, of course, Walker did over and over and over and over again here in the Capitol.
And he also told Casey Hunt, at that time with MSNBC, that he would strongly contemplate building a northern wall as well.
I mean, why not an eastern or western wall? I mean, let's just get to it. You know what I mean? Let's solve all of our problems with walls.
Could we wall off the coastal elites? Yeah. More from this article. Reporter Shelby Talbot argues that this news doesn't mean DeSantis has finished as a presidential contender. I argue it does. But he has entered a familiar cycle that often ends a collapse for political campaigns.
We've seen this trip before.
See the aforementioned Scott Walker, right? That said, DeSantis donor Dan Eberhardt tells Talcott that it's a good sign that DeSantis has recognized the need to switch up his strategy, as it shows he isn't simply content to stall as Wisconsin gubernator Scotty Walker did in 2016. I mean, that day old bread just got hard on the shelf.
Now, Scott Walker, I don't recall going ever went through a retooling of the campaign. There were plenty of tools in that campaign. He didn't redo any of them.
This campaign is smart to adapt, he explained, this rich guy. Scott Walker's campaign was too heavy, and he didn't make changes soon enough. DeSantis' campaign is ahead of the curve and is making the tough choices that will enable him to win. I laugh as I say this. That will enable him to win in the early primary states and beyond. He will not go beyond. He will never make it to Iowa. I don't think he makes it to the caucus.
The report also says DeSantis may have deliberately picked Tapper, who does not give easy interviews, in order to potentially engineer a confrontation similar to Trump's CNN town hall to generate new interest. New interest.
You know, I would like to be the journalist that makes Ron DeSantis cry in Iowa. I think you could be my sidekick.
You think so?
I was the first one that interviewed Scott Walker. At least I was amongst the press gavel. The first public event after September 21st of 2015, after Scott Walker publicly pulled himself from the race. And remember our buddy looked sort of like Abraham Lincoln when Walker said he was quitting?
He started clapping.
Arthur clapped. Yeah. I mean, it sting a little. Oh, for the man, so you know, you're up there.
I know, but listen, let me
worst
listen.
Moment of his life for the guy he's cheering for.
Scott Walker was not a smart campaigner. I mean, all the politics aside.
You wouldn't hire him to be the president.
I wouldn't hire him to run a campaign. President. The guy'd show up at a mom and pop diner with a stage and lights and microphone system and sound system. And I mean, it was total overkill. You see these consultants and who ended up getting many of them probably, what, 10 cents or
they got
50
paid.
Cents on the dollar.
Oh, Scott Walker did stop.
There was some negotiating going on in the back.
Negotiated
end.
For less than full settlement amounts.
Right, dude. But I mean, no, you don't need that kind of. He was a mark. So all the consultants come out and say, oh my God, look at this guy, Scott Walker. He's going to go to Ray's Diner down the street and set up a $50,000 stage for the guy. 50? There's no way. He can get it for five. Don't worry, it's Scott Walker. I mean, he is just terrible. He's terrible all the way around. And DeSantis is just as bad.
You know, Scott Walker ended his campaign over, what, like $1.5 million in debt? You know how he made that money up?
Oh. Selling his list.
Email addresses. Yeah. You had to give Scott Walker at least a dollar or two because I gave him your email.
Thanks.
And I got a Friends of Scott Walker email. Yes. You know the one thing absent here from the shiny new Mad Radio Studios?
The Scott Walker Worship Satan bumper sticker?
Exactly! Where is it? I feel naked! Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone calls from you accepted here. I think they work. 844-967-2789.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. More big problems for the former president. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It appears that former President Trump is going to face a third indictment. And this one is being brought by the grand jury and special counsel Jack Smith. It relates to Trump's conduct with regard to January 6th.
Phoenix broke a record Tuesday. Temps topped 110 for the 19th straight day, the longest stretch ever. Michael Calhoun with the Promise of Justice Initiative.
We had one client describe it as like sitting in your car with your windows up, but all of the time.
Striking actors joined writers on the picket lines. Kira Sedgwick marched in New York City.
They think that they don't understand or value what we do yet. So I think it's going to be a long road. Could be really hard.
Some big sticking points are residual payments and artificial intelligence. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
That's right, it sucks.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of text love on this topic, Dom. Whether or not Crudy should turn two-faced on his Packer hometown beloved team and consider broadcasting the Chicago Bears on the Madison station. It seems foreign to say to me, but apparently there are something approaching 75, 78,000 Bears fans living in Dane County, according to the Chicago Bears. Consider the source not reliable, probably.
Come on, man. Now, what about the other, obviously, Milwaukee, biggest market in the state of Wisconsin. Do they have an affiliate playing out the Bears in Milwaukee already?
Well, there used to be a station that played the Bears, 780 a.m., I think it was. And now, the guy that owns WTMJ in Milwaukee, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands, yeah. Well, they bought ESPN, and they got the Bears rights on the station down there. But the guy that was calling me was definitely a guy out of Illinois. Here are a few of the thoughts I've been getting on the text line, Dom. Where is it? It was just here. Here's one. So you'll put clayfish on the air, but not the Bears? Joel or Rebecca? Here's one. Crudy, some iHeart station based in Madison plays the Cubs. I know that to be fact. Good thing civic media is generally liberal. They don't care much about sports. CJ would probably quit listening on principle if you put the Bears on.
He can't get away. He can't stop listening.
If we chase CJ away by playing the Bears, that would pretty much seal the deal. That'd be worth it at any cost. Here's another one pointing that out. 1070 in Madison played out the Cubs last year. Bears used to be on 780, which you could hear all over the state. No longer. They're looking for a new home of the lowly Bears. It's a smart move like those dumbass Dan Kelly ads. Get your money, they say. And here's another one.
Receptive, the audience. Let's dial these are things I'm thinking.
Do it, man. I know a lot of local fibs who would eat it up. Playing the Bears in Madison seems a little sacrilegious, but they need a radio home here in central Wisconsin, Dom. And, you know, I kind of like stirring the pot.
Well, you know, it's coming together, man. See, the devil's advocates, we're bringing people together.
Well, two games a year, they play Packers and Bears, right? So could you imagine if we, like, pitted our own stations against each other? Like Madison against Racine Kenosha and the other Packers affiliates? Because right. We would not have multiple Bears affiliates. If we do this beta test, it's going to be a small run, and we're going to see how it goes. But we could have fun, you know, first game of the season, Bears at Soldier Field. Last game of the season, Bears at Packers at Lambeau Field. See what I'm getting
at? Oh, so the season starts off Packers-Bears in Chicago, and then it ends with Bears in Green Bay. Gotcha.
It does. It does. So technically, we would be putting some form of the Packers broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple of Packer games, in there, Curdy. That's part of the mission,
some
right?
Some people buy season tickets just to have the Ohio State game. Some people looking in the mirror, I'm considering that. I'm like, should I buy season tickets just for one game? Because I really want to go to one game. Ohio State. Badgers, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
a little more here, Crudy. Here's one from the lacrosse, our pal Dana. You got to give it to the Vikings before the Bears, at least the Vikings, are at least watchable.
Well, you wouldn't be watching them. You'd be listening. And then Casper, one of our employees, Chris Casper, has got a Vikings tattoo. I mean, he's like
he's dedicated, right? For sure, man.
He said, no Vikings love, ? Well, I'm not sure where we would play the Vikings. Perhaps somewhere up in the Northwoods. Oh, yeah, here's someone asking. What's next, Vikings at Baldwin and Amory? Those are the Minnesota outmarkets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers, they won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet. Call me.
You can call them, man. I mean,
844.
If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. All right, let's get the Lions. We get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis Dome, the U.S. Bank Stadium. When they call that thing. It's Goliath. It's huge. Saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No? Why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We were in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was
about?
A smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game. if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked
it. Hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I mean, I know, you know, old man now, you don't just sit in the nosebleeds of the Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, a college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort, where in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but, you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves, and that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife, and I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know, and I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later, after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game, and I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Got to do something, man. State's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years. So now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to Summerfest.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going to watch
listen
the Bucks,
to them on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to them on the radio.
That's not you going to go. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
Right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh, man. Well, as long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax, but I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership, and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car, have that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but
a little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote, as Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes, unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats, because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years, all the way back to the socialist days, right?
Mm-hmm, the sewer socialists.
What they fail to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was elected governor, 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans as being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things? Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We don't hate you. Or the Bears. Maybe we're turning a new leaf on the Bears. We'll see. 844.
We'll see.
967-2789.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
as goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
Instead of 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds at the overnight, light winds and 60 degrees early Wednesday morning. As we go through the day, mostly sunny skies developing, along with some showers and storms, especially in the late day. Some of those storms could be severe. High temperature topping out near 86. It's 60 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy. Not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka. Go Bears.
Airing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting. And many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge Packers fan, non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears?
Well, I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're a tourist unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to... Do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the pee pools, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man. It bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. Yeah. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant like McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yes. Add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to, to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, but the weather's
I notice you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. you know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida or the DeSantis campaign?
People leaving, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
Do you get angry?
I get, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What? Not the current one? I mean,
not the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Not that one. So, you know, he says he's still the president and he won Nevada twice. I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
Absolutely
of my things.
You do. You do. There, you are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But, you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very rarely angry.
Because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Grudy. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. And I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporting. He says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying?
He belittles everybody on a regular basis.
And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, they're just like, who can out-troll each other? There's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. Those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
You're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember,
we'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back the happy hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to Wista. $20.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to